Oh, that was a good session, but it's so good to finally be home. My legs are absolutely killing me. Oh.
Home for you, maybe. I've still got to drive all the way back to my place.
I mean, you can always crash here for a while if you want. It's not trouble.
Nah, I think I'd rather just get going. Don't want to have to deal with Mr. No-Show.
Still letting that get to you. You can't make him show up.
Oh no, I'm beyond caring if he shows up or not anymore. But I know you want him to, so that is why I give a shit. I don't understand why you don't just drag him out with you in the morning.
I'm not gonna force him. I only want him to come if he actually wants to.
Well, he better have a good reason for no showing again, that's for sure. Wait. Is he still in bed?
Probably. There's no mess on the table, so I doubt he's been up for breakfast.
I know a quick way to find out. I swear, if he missed our workout session and isn't even out of bed yet. Oh.
You know, going in guns blazing didn't work the last time.
It's not like your laid-back approach has fared any better.
Well, No, Daisy, come on. Don't do the whole drill sergeant routine again.
Right. Come on, dude. Get your lazy ass up. Do you know what time it is? Yeah, and do you remember where you promised you would be this morning? Nah. Do not change the subject, and do not look to Lucinda for help. She's your roommate. She's not your lawyer, and she's done defending you over this.
Sorry, but yeah, she's right. You always say you're gonna come to the gym with us, but then you never do. Like, if you don't want to join, just say so. Maybe it's because we pushed you too hard the last time.
Don't make up excuses for him, Lucy. Well, you're the one that stopped going originally, and the longer you wait, the harder it will be to go back. Fuck off.
Look, I understand that you took a break from the gym and know it's hard to come back, but we miss you.
Lucinda misses you.
Fine, I miss you. I miss all of us going to the gym together. And before I say this, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty or anything, but it's just nowhere near as fun without you, and somehow I feel like I'm making less progress, even though I'm not. Not sure if that even makes any sense, but that's how I feel.
I have noticed a lack of motivation from Lucinda over the last few sessions. No doubt your lazy ass is having an effect on her, and I am not going to let you kill her motivation.
No, please don't feel pressured. She's just trying to get her point across in a very dramatic way. You're not actually affecting my gym sessions. They don't just feel nearly as successful without you, that's all. If anything, it's my fault for getting in my own head like that. Just from now on, only tell us you're coming if you are actually coming, okay? And then we can whip your ass back into shape and get you back up to speed. Anyway, you should really start getting ready for work. I'm gonna make some lunch. Want anything, Daisy?
Yeah, sure. I might as well eat while I'm here. Thanks, Lucy.
Do you want me to make you anything before you go? Okay, well, make sure you don't forget to say goodbye before you leave.
Okay. Listen here, fuckface. Lucinda won't tell you that she's pissed at you, but she's pissed at you. And if she's pissed, I'm pissed. No, we are doing this again because you just can't stop disappointing her. I've known Lucy since we were kids, so I might be a little overprotective of her. But just for clarity, and I'm gonna put this as simply as I possibly can. If you keep hurting her, intentionally or not, I will absolutely pulverize you. Are we on the same page here? Good. Heard that.
Welcome home, Master.
We were waiting for you to get home, of course. What else would we be doing?
Why wouldn't we be waiting for you on your bed, Master? Would you like us to wait for you right at the door next time?
Are you okay, Master? You look flustered. Join us on the bed and we'll take care of you.
Nothing wrong with us, Master. What are you talking about?
He's clearly had a very long day at work, Lucy, and needs his bunnies to make him feel better.
Okay, now I know you're messing with us. Master, don't make us wait unless maybe you'd like us to beg, because we definitely can.
Well, come here then. Surely you can't be satisfied eye-fucking us from over there. It's a start, but I think we should get him out of his clothes, too. Need to make sure he's as comfortable as possible. You're awfully jumpy tonight, aren't you, Master? It's understandable, I guess. You must be really excited to finally get to fuck your bunnies.
Surely you haven't already forgotten, Master. We sure haven't. It's all we've been able to think about. Finally getting the chance to take our master's cock.
I've not been able to think straight all day. Even right now, it's hard for me to not just rip your clothes off and start worshipping you.
I doubt he'd complain. He's pitching a massive tent right now.
No, Master, please. Let us help you. Master, that's quite the bulge you've got there. Can I take it out for you?
Please, we want it.
We need it badly.
You're the one that needs to relax. You're still far too tense.
Maybe I can help with that.
I guess while you have him distracted, I'll go ahead and take out Master's cock. You two having fun up there? Wow, you're rock hard, Master. Oh my god!
So big. Is this for us?
Look at how big and hard you are.
Your cock is perfect, Master. Good little fuck bunnies like us love big, hard, throbbing daddy cocks.
Master loves when you talk like that, Daisy. He's throbbing like crazy in my hands hearing you say that.
Do you, Master? Do you love hearing me talk like this stupid little bimbo bunny I am? Please, I want to hear you say it. Say that you love when your dumb little bunnies talk dirty to you. And how you desperately want to use us and fuck us until we're completely mind broken. Of
yes,
course,
Master.
Master.
Do you want me to keep stroking? I'm so glad you're getting more comfortable, Master. Please take control of us. Use us however you want.
Yes, Master. On our knees.
We'd love to share your cock. There's certainly enough to share.
Dumb little bunnies like us are great at sharing Master's cock. One of us can suck and worship your balls, while the other tends to the shaft and head, pleasuring as much of your massive cock as they can.
I want his cock.
I'll suck on your balls then, master. I feel so full, master. I can't wait to drain them for you. It shouldn't be too hard, considering Lucinda is already going feral on your cock.
I'm sorry, I can't help it. His cock is just too perfect. I love how big it is. It makes me feel so small and fuckable. I can't wait until it's inside me.
I think you need to shut that little bunny up before she soaks her panties, thinking about all the things she wants you to do to her.
Who said I'm wearing panties?
Okay, I think you just need to shove it down her throat already. She can take it, probably. Maybe I didn't give her enough credit. She's doing a pretty good job. I bet this feels incredible, doesn't it, Master? My soft lips and wet tongue sucking and licking these big, full balls of yours. While Lucinda's plump lips are running up and down your shaft, being able to feel your big cock going down her throat. You like seeing your big cock go down that little slut's throat. She's such a good girl, isn't she? Oh, thank you, Master. I love being a good girl for you.
Do you want to share some of his cock with me, then?
Yes, please.
I really loved how you grabbed my hair. Could you maybe do it again? Thank you, Master.
Lucy, I'll stay this side. Go over there and we'll suck on his length together.
Does that sound good, Master? A blowjob sandwich? We'll get to work then, Daisy.
After you. Is
her makeup all messed up, Master.
Well, his cock is covered in our lipstick. And your eyes are watering like crazy.
Are we still your pretty bunnies? We may be a little sloppy and slutty, but it's only because we want to worship you and satisfy you fully. That is all we care about. Thank you, Master.
Of course, Master. We'll get back on your bed.
Please don't make us wait any longer.
Fuck us, Master.
Mm-hmm. I'm so wet for you. I need you to take me.
Lucky slut.
Tell you what I want.
Ooh, that's sexy.
Well, I want to feel your big cock slide inside me. Oh, I want to feel my tight pussy stretching to fit it inside me. I want you to fuck me. Fuck me until I can't think straight anymore. The only thoughts running through my head being ones of lust. I want to be underneath you, completely dominated and owned by you. Then I want you to make me come. I want you to make me come. I can't take it anymore. Master, this is torture. Please, please fuck me. Fuck. It's stretching me out so much.
Master's cock is inside of you. You're taking so much of it. Wow.
It's so big. It feels so good. I love it so much. Don't stop. Don't stop. I can see my juices coating your cock. Oh, does my tight pussy feel good, Master? Please tell me you love it. Yes, take me. Use my pussy for your own pleasure.
I love seeing her muscular body being ragdolled. Oh, that's so fucking hot. She's such a fucking slut for your big dick, Master. Just look at her. Those eyes locked to yours, showing complete submission. Her body. Strong, toned, muscular, but being manhandling and treated like nothing but a fuck toy. Oh, that's so hot. That might be the part that turns you on the most, right? And I don't think you're alone there.
Lucy's right. I love being treated like nothing more than a fuck toy for you, Master. Being used to satisfy you makes me feel so good. It's my purpose now.
Please don't tire yourself out. You still need to fuck me too. Oh. Yes, Master.
Please come inside me. Oh, I need to be bred. Please, please breed your bunny. Please, I'm begging you.
I think you need to breed her, Master. I'm not sure she'll be satisfied until you do.
Yes, you can choke me. I'm yours to use, yours to breed.
Oh, I've been touching myself this whole time. Did you really think I'd be able to keep my hands off my soaking wet and also needy pussy? It's so hard for me to watch you fuck Daisy and not get jealous, but I'm being a good little bunny and waiting my turn.
I'm so close, Master. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Yes, I want you to come inside me. I want it so fucking badly.
Just make sure you save some of your cum for me, right?
I'm so fucking cock drunk for you. All I can think about is taking your cock and making you come inside me. Choke fuck your bunny slut. Fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. I'm coming on my master's cock. Come inside me. Come inside me. Thank you, Master. I'm glad my slutty body was able to pleasure you.
Okay, it's my turn now. I'm sorry, Master, but I think I've waited long enough. I'm so needy for you. Okay, like this? This is quite the submissive and revealing position, Master. It's almost as if you knew this would be the perfect position for me. Do you like how my sick ass and curvy body looks arched on the floor like this? Legs spread apart? Perhaps sliding that massive fucking daddy dick, covered in Daisy's juices, into my already soaking wet pussy will be the icing on the cake. Do I have to shake my ass for you, Master? You're such a tease. Oh, yeah, finally. I'm sorry for being such a needy little fuck bunny. I just couldn't wait any longer. I needed you inside me. Oh, yeah. You like my sick ass clapping and flapping on your cock? Your big dick is making me feel so fucking good, Master. Oh my god, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh yeah. Oh my god, fuck. I'm already about to come. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh yeah. Oh my god. Oh fuck. I'm coming. Oh. Look who decided to join us again.
I was just taking a minute to recover. My legs feel like jelly. So, how does Master's cock feel, Lucy?
So fucking good.
Tell me about it. Are you gonna fill her up too, Master? Yeah, you're gonna fill her up with your cum. You hear that, Lucy?
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna fill you up with his cum.
Let's change position. I wanna be on my hands and knees for you. I want you to use my curvy body to make you come. Uh-huh. Please pull my hair as well. I love that.
Look at that arch.
Please use your bimbo bunny's pussy. I need you to breed me, Master.
Listen
please.
To those cheeks plapping. That probably feels fucking amazing.
You don't have to be so gentle with me. My body's made to be fucked. Uh-huh. Please be rougher with me, Master. Use me as a fuck toy, too. My body is yours. Please don't stop fucking me. Use me until you're satisfied. Every thrust is making me feel more and more lightheaded. Fuck. I'm losing my mind. Oh, yeah.
She's begging you for it. Please don't deny her, Master. She's such a good fuck bunny. She should be rewarded.
Please reward me, Master. Breed me. Breed your bunny. Fuck, you're turning my mind to mush. Oh my god, I'm coming. I'm coming again. Yes, please shoot your load inside me.
You're such a good master to us.
Thank you, Master.